Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. My email address is BAM, that's B-A-M, at Catholicism.org. I can be found easily on Twitter at Brother_Andre and on Facebook. This evening's show is entitled Christ's Finished Work. Christ's Finished Work. And there will be no guest this evening. It's going to be just myself. Now, I am going to comment in the entirety of this show on an email that I received, a letter that I received from a listener, and I haven't had a chance to correspond with the listener ahead of time to get his clearance to use his name on air. So for right now, I'll just call him by his initials, B.E. So Mr. B.E., with whom I have, whom I did reply to just before coming in the studio to record this, I basically said, thanks for your email. It's very thoughtful. You have some good objections, and I'd like to answer them. I'm not really at leisure to do so exhaustively in writing, but I can actually use this for my next show, which I hadn't heretofore had time to really think of what it was going to be about. So what I'm going to do in this first part is to read his email to you. And for the duration of the show, both segments, I will then comment on it. Hello, Brother Andre Marie. I am a longtime Mike Church listener and Founders Past member with the Veritas Radio Network. Thank you, by the way, B.E., for that. And I have been listening with great interest to some of your Reconquest broadcasts. I myself am a Baptist, and I hold no allegiance to Calvin or Luther or any other man, only the Word of God. I have found your shows on Catholicism to be very educational and interesting. I find a lot of common ground on some topics. Others I'm somewhat indifferent to, such as the idea of holy relics, and on some instances I have disagreement. I wanted to write you in particular about your episode on purgatory. I have one main problem with this concept as you presented it. If what you are saying is true, then we would require acknowledging that the blood of Christ itself is not wholly sufficient to cleanse a person of their sins and redeem their way into heaven. While I think we both agree that it is required to gain entrance into heaven, you seem to believe that it is not sufficient by itself. Here is where our theology would part ways. To me, that seems to be a denial of the true power of the cross and the completeness of Christ's finished work. Early in the episode, you posed the question of what can cleanse a man's soul of its defilement, due to sin. My answer to that would be simply the blood of Christ, nothing more, nothing less. Regarding 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I would argue that Paul is further explaining the idea of building for oneself treasure in heaven, as opposed to building your treasure on earth. This subject is taught by Jesus himself. Paul is challenging the early Christians by asking whether they are storing for themselves gold, silver, and jewels in heaven, or sticks and stubble that will not withstand God's judgment on your works. Another way to look at it would be, are you building for yourself a mansion or a mud brick hut in heaven? This is using terms that we can understand, as I do not believe that we would literally have gold and jewels in heaven, but I do believe that we will be rewarded or have some reward subtracted to us according to our actions on earth. This is why our behavior on earth is important for our eternal state. However, this cannot have any bearing on actually entering heaven, not if you believe that Christ's sacrifice is sufficient to cleanse us of our defilement and redeem us for our sins. One other thought on the unforgivable sin, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. My theology would explain that this is referring to those who have heard the gospel of Christ, felt the urging of the Holy Spirit to come to Christ and to be saved, and yet they denied it and refused that grace. They are then unsaved, and deliberately so, if they die in this state without accepting Christ. Anyway, I would be glad to hear further thoughts on this from you. When I started listening to your Reconquest episodes, I honestly thought there would be more difference than there really is. We seem to have most of our theology in common. There are just a few sticking points that I would struggle to reconcile with my faith. Thanks, B.E. Okay, B.E., well, thank you again for your thoughtful email. And again, thank you for your support of the Veritas Radio Network. And by the way, this is Reconquest on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. This is Brother Andre Marie, your host, and I am going to be commenting for the rest of this show on this letter. It's not just going to be answering, you know, point by point what B.E. has said in his letter, but it will be. I will be talking on some of his principles. There is one paragraph which I may find it prudent later on to reread from this email that I really want to focus in on, because it touches on what I said in the last show, is the economy of salvation, which factors in our merits and demerits, our cooperation or lack thereof with God's grace, and which factors that in to our rewards in heaven, or whether we get to heaven, because there are certain ultimate demerits. We Catholics call that mortal sin. One can, for instance, to make a big example, apostatize entirely and quench out the life of grace in his soul and therefore forfeit heaven. And this obviously is a question of whether one has cooperated or not with the grace of God. All right, so let's kind of shift gears here and go to that paragraph. In fact, I think what I'm going to do is reread a little section of the paragraph where he talks about Christ's finished work, because this is a very common objection to many different Catholic doctrines regarding grace, regarding the sacraments, regarding the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and other points, purgatory being a key one, but just really one of them that this runs into. So this is the phrase, Christ's finished work, and that's why I gave this show that title. Of course, this comes from the Bible. It comes from St. Paul. So let me reread that paragraph. I have one main problem with this concept that is purgatory, as you presented it. If what you are saying is true, then that would require acknowledging that the blood of Christ itself is not wholly sufficient to cleanse a person of their sins, nor redeem their way into heaven. While I think we both agree that it is required to gain entrance into heaven, that is Christ's finished work, you seem to believe that it is not sufficient by itself. Here is where our theology would part ways. To me, that seems like a denial of the true power of the cross and the completeness of Christ's finished work. Early in the episode, you posed the question of what can cleanse a man's soul of its defilement due to sin. My answer to that would be simply the blood of Christ, nothing more, nothing less. Now, let me point out that B.E. later in his email talks about different gradations of heavenly reward. And this, of course, is exactly in agreement with Catholic teaching on the subject. Our Lord himself said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If there were not, I would have told you so. He tells the apostles this in the Gospel of St. John in the discourse after the Last Supper. He says, I will go to prepare a place for you. So this is again, perfectly, B.E. is perfectly in agreement with Catholic teaching on the subject of different rewards in heaven, different degrees of heavenly beatitude based upon, as he says, let me quote it from him, I don't want to misquote or yank him out of context or anything, as he says, I do believe that we'll be rewarded or have reward subtracted from us according to our actions on earth. So according to our actions on earth, we will have either rewards or a lack of reward. So either greater or lesser rewards in heaven. Well, let me point out this, that while BE is agreeing with what Catholics believe on that, various degrees of reward in heaven based upon our actions, and that would be our cooperation with grace, that would be our merit, then he's essentially agreeing that something in the matter of our salvation depends upon our cooperation with grace. In this instance, it's not so much whether we get into heaven as it is what the reward is that we get in heaven. So I want to emphasize there's a point of agreement. The point of agreement is the variety of rewards in heaven. And by the way, there he completely disagrees with Calvin. John Calvin absolutely disagreed with that and taught this doctrine of the radical equality of all the saints. The Catholic Church teaches otherwise. So there we're in agreement. But where we are in disagreement, he's saying that it doesn't have anything to do with whether you are cleansed so as to get in heaven. So he's distinguishing being cleansed of sin with being given a reward for one's good actions, or lesser or greater degrees of reward for one's actions. Well, let me say that I think that that is inconsistent. I believe that that is inconsistent. But the big question here is, do we have to cooperate with grace in order to be saved? I think BE essentially agrees that we have to cooperate with grace in order to be saved. When we sin, we're failing to cooperate with grace. The real question is, I think, where we disagree is what the effects of sin are, and then what are the remedies to sin. The effects of sin are certainly defilement. They sully us. They dirty us. Now, if sin can somehow destroy the work of grace in our souls, then there is definitely something more than God's grace or Christ's finished work on the cross, which is necessary for our salvation. And that, of course, that something more, although it's certainly no greater than Christ's work on the cross, it's certainly no greater than God's grace, that something more is our cooperation. And here I liken it to, and pardon me if this sounds like kiddie or elementary or kindergartenish, but I like to liken it to this. Many non-Catholic Christians will say, you don't have to do anything for salvation. You don't have to do anything at all. No good works. You need to do nothing. All you have to do is believe. Okay, which I always find a funny contradiction. You don't have to do anything but this one thing that you have to do. There is a necessary cooperation with grace, and that necessary cooperation, while it entails what is ontologically a very small thing compared to Christ's great work, it is still a very big thing, a very essential thing, a very necessary thing for each one of us as individuals. And here is what I liken it to. You are drowning in a sea, you're drowning in the ocean, there's a storm, it's horrible, the seas are churning, and you're about to go down and die. And somebody comes in a Coast Guard rescue vessel and goes to all sorts of horrible effort, life-endangering effort. They're going to get killed possibly by just going after you in the storm and everything. And somebody with great skill and athleticism hurls to you a lifeline with one of those floaty circular things on the end of it, the name of which currently escapes me. And all you have to do is reach out and grab it. If you reach out and grab that thing and hold on to it, the guys in the boat are going to do all the work. They got the power winch. They've got the big gloves to grab the cable that they're pulling you in on, and they have the big power boat, and they can do all the arduous work of getting you into the boat if all you do is hold on to that lifeline. You just have to hold on to that lifeline. If you let go, you're dead. If you hold on to it, you're saved. You're saved by their work, but of course, you had to cooperate with it. If you fail to cooperate, you're not there. Now, I'm not going to prolong this and turn to some ridiculous maritime allegory of purgatory, because it certainly would not be adequate to get across the truth of this mystery. That is not my point at all. The point simply is this, that I want to establish the necessity of our cooperation. And although our cooperation is relatively minuscule in comparison to the greatness of Christ's work on the cross and to the greatness of God's grace, I'm establishing the principle that we have to cooperate with that grace. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.
You're listening to Reconquest with Brother Andre Marie, seeking that which was lost and fighting for it, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.